12:56 a.m. Saturday night, Sunday morning, call it what you want to call it. Just had a random thought. Well, actually, I've been contemplating on this for quite some time now. And it's the concept that I feel like I'm even recording about this earlier. But whatever, I'm gonna go make another recording about this now, or kind of like elaborate on it if I didn't last time. So I truly feel that language, or the language that we use to correspond with one another, gets in the way of communication. So it's not necessarily that we don't say what we truly want to say. It's just that language limits exactly what we're trying to get across in our, like, what we have in our mind. So let's say, for example, there's like a concept that we have in our mind, or there's a thought that we want to get across. We kind of have to code it into this thing called language, right? So the language is like this code, and then we hope that that code that we put out, so that the thought or the sentiment that we had, goes into the language, and that language resonates, and the code sets into the other person's mind. You know what I mean? Like, we hope that all this works. And for the most part, like, I would say, I don't even want to put a number on it, but for the most part, it does resonate or click with the person. So, for example, if we're asking for like a simple task, like pass me the water, like a very simple task that, for two people who understand the language, or have normal communication, though, the task will register, and then you'll get the desired outcome. Either you will or you won't, but at least you know that the code or the language has been processed by the other person and they've understood it. But with more complex things like relationships, or trying to express your emotion into words, for example, trying to express your love that you may have for someone, or strong emotions, or the hate, or the disgust, or the envy, or the or the gratitude you may have towards something. It's those things are very difficult to discuss in words, and maybe it's because of their grandiose nature. So when we get into the realm of like love, envy, passion, these things, like really big time emotions, and really everlasting, transcendent, like type of things, it's language fails to really express, in my opinion, the true sentiment that the person may hold. For example, there's been times where I want to express the love I have for someone, and I try to use words to describe that love. And as soon as I start speaking, I'm like, yo, I don't even want to speak, because this isn't even what I'm trying to say. Like, yes, it's doing a mediocre job of getting my point across. And that's where like body language, intuition, picking up on cues, like those things are so big. And sometimes, like, you just want to get raw emotion across, and you want that emotion to resonate with someone, and language kind of like filters it. So you can essentially, filter what you're really thinking through language, and put, veils on what you're trying to get across. So just a random thought. It's late. I'm probably gonna go knock out. Thank you for listening. I gotta hold myself accountable and get more consistent on these. But have yourselves a good night. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.